was Rami Jawira Simir. Go enjoy properly to these points, but many of us don't understand Urdu, the term is, why are you living with badgumani, with evil thoughts about Allah Wala, etc. Jahal se apne dur dur, all because of your ignorance. It isn't in reality that there are something wrong with them, but it is your ignorance that you are staying, to have a nice life, or to use the name of the sheikh, and to make yourself shine, to score points, etc. Then you won't get this enjoyment. But when you meet them for the purpose, he also himself is such that he his connection with Allah, and you also meeting him for the connection of Allah Ta'ala, then that's your treatment. So the person must be the right person, and you must approach him for the right, with the right niyat, and in the right and appropriate manner also, when there is absolutely no doubt, and yeah, when Allah takes over. And Allah will definitely, and mashallah, how many hundreds and thousands of people are getting this benefit. So he didn't understand it, so alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq, he was very happy. So I explained to him that by making zikr, the sensitivity, you can translate it here, understand it, it's the love is created, a yearning is created, just general. By making zikrullah properly, a yearning, a love is created in it. Therefore, the saliq must be very careful at that stages, that this must not incline little bit towards women, towards young boys, and in fact, to all other things also. That yearning, you can now fall in love with your house, with your business, with your car, and these things you can not only make them your religion, but your God, your profession. Minal kitabi. وأقيم الصلاة and then establish namaz also. وإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. Namaz will stop you from فحشاء, lewd acts, shameless deeds. والمنكر and all evil deeds which people generally also regard as evil, bad things, bad habits. In تفسير in the madrasa, جلالين, other تفسير kitabs, but you are not making tilawat. And Maulana Ahmed Khanpuri, Damat Barakatum, says that how many madrasas he went to in India. The ustads who are teaching the top hadith kitabs. But when you are questioning them about the tilawat,
what is this here, this matter in the morning? Immediately he called for the slave and he told him, yes, the work, and you lash me as much as you want to, so that this case can be taken away from my head. I can get my beautiful palace of Jannah. So he told King, that you did one zulam and wrong on me, that you lashed me wrongly, or you had me lashed wrongly.
Remember, we also involved so much in this guna. So, and these are all major gunas. And Allahu Akbar, Dr. Abdullahi Arifi, Rahmatullah Ali, right? This was in his time, maybe 60, 70 years ago. That time maybe cancer disease wasn't so common or whatsoever. So he says, today we are committing those sins which the Quran Sharif says, you are eating the flesh, Islam, etc. But they knew that trust in Allah, that Allah's promise is true and it's going to transpire. At the time of the Sulh Hudaybiyah, peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreeing to this condition, this condition, this condition. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, oh Allah, hands of Allah lies our success. And this is from the tazkiyah, from the Islah, Khanqa point of view, that whenever we will be faced with those situations, that our nafs will desire one thing, and Allah's command is the opposite to that. At that time, Hazrat Maasha Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that when the clash comes between every branch of deen alive, and let us all work together with hand in hand with one another. I'll end off with this one little example. If we have got a cart, ox cart, whatever, and one ox is pulling to the right, one to the left, one to the front, one to the back, what will happen to the poor cart? And if you put all four oxen in front, how?
But to do what is riya? To do things for show. Riya is that you do something about a dini matter, but li gharazin dunyawiyin. For example, you make namaz for dunya's benefit. Like for example, you know there is a wealthy man around, he's doing it to encourage them. That is riya, but that is not permitted only, but it is praiseworthy. And there is great reward for that riya. So it's very important. Otherwise, many people who don't understand, they give up. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person makes regularly ishraq namaz. One day it's to end, my namaz, my bayan, whatever I'm doing, solely for Allah Ta'ala. And after that, if you get the thought that I'm doing it for show, that is wasawis. That is shaitan's waswasa, because shaitan doesn't want you to do. And for safety's sake, which is very important, at the end make tawbah istighfar. But anyway, Allah has commanded here, utlu ma uhiya in namaz. Make your namaz with peace of mind, with contentment of heart. How much you can make your namaz, make it valuable. Everything wa aqim is salah. And then that namaz, which is with iqamat is salah, not sallu salah. My Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, keen for encouragement have told us, when you got the topic of making the next namaz, Allah accepted the previous namaz. That's why you got topic. But don't just be satisfied with that also. Like many of us, we just find one thing and we cling onto that one thing. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, when you are reading Quran Sharif and you feel sleepy, quicker, our tilawat. And this is what the Quran emphasizes right through. That we, one of the problems of our pride, that we think these are too small things for us. Durood Sharif, what will it do for us? Istighfar, what? But these are the solutions to all our problems. These are the things that we must try and bring away from you. Like now, our season of autumn, you see the leaves are just falling down. You don't have to use a stick to hit on the branches and to let the leaves fall down. Your back breaks picking up the leaves. In the morning you told your worker, see, I don't want any leaves here. You must be clean. I would like a very clean inclination in your heart you have, but outwardly, like Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, not one bit, not one iota inclination towards Zulikha at such a time. Today we speak, we have to go for jihad, etc. But look at the Sahaba at the conquest of Baytul Muqaddas. Those people, they said, you cannot overpower these people. People put the most beautiful girls, laden with jewelry, and dressed them up and made them so beautiful. And with the instruction that if anyone touches you, wants to do, don't stop him. Entice him even more. But about how many 8 days or so passed, and they walked up and when she started, it was some time ago, she wants to print Anwarus Salah, and with her own expenses she wants to print it. And so impressed she is. But how many of us are impressed with our, yeah, we are having it right at the horse's mouth, but how many of us take the value of it? So namaz is a great gift which Allah is precious and distributing every namaz time. And Allah has given that exclusively to the mu'mineen. May Allah let us appreciate and understand this, inshallah. And, Islahi Jalsa will be in WhatsApp. What day is for you?
That's for the book of Shaban.
MashaAllah, Mawlana, after khud.
That if you tell them, don't wear your jeans, don't cut your beard, don't see TV, they'll start fighting with us. It's part of, just bring them in the company of the pious. Just bring them, encourage them. They just come sit. And no pious person will ever comment why you came like this. Why you came with this kind of hair? Why you came without a topi? You just come regular. The effect, Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, you just make a desire and show your keenness. Allah, I want you. Then Allah will do your whole course for you. You don't even have to worry that I have to bring concentration in my namaz, etc. Allah will bless you with all that. Like, for example, there was a king that ruled 7 generations. How you know the etiquette in few seconds, you know the etiquette, how to be a proper king? He says, that great being who put me on this throne, he taught me the etiquette. So when we show our desire to Allah, Allah wants to raise us to Him, Allah will teach us etiquette. But we must have proper desire, not just outward desire for the ulama and learn and then see in a short while Allah will bless us. But there are certain times and we should beg also, Allah make us just, that Allah just pulls us. And that also, this is Allah's special favor. Like Allah, sometimes Allah just pulls certain people. Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullahi, he was a highway robber. But all of a sudden, overnight, Allah made him people who do good. That not a person says Allah is very merciful, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, and now you drive on the road like a reckless person. That I am now the main man on the road, and I want to drive where I want to. I won't stop at the stop seat. I won't obey the rules of the road. And then you tell Maulana, make dua, I reach Durban safely. You don't have to be an alim, you don't have to be a mufti, a qari. If you you beg Allah Ta'ala to raise us to the higher stages of wilayat, siddiqiyat, you make that little effort and you show your desire, Allah will grant you that gift. And then you are hafiz alim, nurun ala nur. So even if you are the hafiz, you are great hafiz also. You are the imam of the haram. If they wear parda, they must think, is my quality of parda increasing? Is my quality of life increasing? So if you're just happy, no, I'm alright. Now I'm punctual at namaz, I go to the distinct khanka, I'm okay, you're not checking yourself, you're not making dua, then that person is like, you take a ball, how heavy that ball is and how much strength you got. You'll throw it so high, according to the strength, when the pond of the wuzu khana was right in front, and there in India they have ponds also, you make wuzu from the pond, and you just enter in the shoes, and there's hardly shoe racks. And it was time for salah. So the champals were all laying outside. The people just made wuzu. The water was all... So he saw that. He didn't sit in the bayan at all. He didn't meet any of the buzurgs. And he mentioned, and you don't benefit from him, you'll lose out. See the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. And the people of the town also.